Welcome back. You're with Ismail Akhrin. Please remember, you can join the conversation. Call us at 021-446-0567. Send a voice or text message to 021-446-0567. And that, I think, is not the correct number. But let me try and do this again. You can call us at 021-446-0567 or drop us a WhatsApp message at 072-567. We want to hear from you. I apologize for the mistake. One of the things that has been a one of the bones of contention during this lockdown has been a ban on moving your house. And to this government has changed the rules about moving house, and we now have a guest on the line, the director at Watson's Attorneys, Ms. Reva Watson, to discuss with us this change of rules about moving house. Good evening, Ms. Watson.
Hi, good evening, Ismail.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Comfortable and safe and healthy, I hope.
Yes, and yourself?
Yes. Wrapped up and, you know, trying to stay. I looked on Twitter a couple of days ago, and somebody said, I am tired of people sending me email messages telling me, I hope you're healthy. I think they should just send me messages saying, I hope you're still alive. I thought that was amusing. But anyway, the government has changed the rules about moving house. What are your views on this? Is it a good move? Is it progressive? Is it backward? What does it take and, expose us?
Definitely forward. This is very good news. In light of what Cyril was saying last night, it's showing that we're progressing towards more opening up. The rules specifically that you're saying that they've changed is... at the beginning of May, they had a time limit as to when you can move between the 7th of May and the 7th of June. Mm-hmm. They've removed that time limit. You can now, under Level 4, you can move under certain circumstances, and they've given you exact procedures on how you need to go about moving, either relocating to your new place of residence, or if there is, you have to move because there's an issue of domestic violence. And also businesses, they're able to relocate to a new premises, which I think this is a very welcome relief.
You make a point there that is very close to my heart, the domestic violence issue. I think that we cannot emphasize that enough, just because absolutely. That is a serious issue.
Yes, no, absolutely. And what's nice is the government has recognized that that this is an extremely important issue within this country. So people who are victims of domestic violence do have a right to recourse. They aren't stuck where they are, where they have to be. They still have access to the courts. They are allowed to move, and the government has allowed an infrastructure for that.
Okay. And I assume the regulations and the are well known. The directives and the safety precautions.
Funny enough, the directives are actually quite easily available if you go to the www.gov.za, and on that website you can go to the documents and you can download and you can see absolutely every directive that the government has issued right up until today's date. I mean, for example, the change in the movement happened today. The regulations are readily available. Whether they're easily interpreted, it depends on the regulation and what they're talking about. But generally, people, especially people who are in need, do have access to courts. They do have access to SAPs, and they are able to move. They are able to get themselves to a place of safety.
Do you play, you're with Watson Attorneys, do you play any role in this yourself? Do you have any insights?
We are not involved in domestic violence or those. I've previously been involved in those, but under these regulations, we haven't. Under the since COVID, we haven't been dealing with any of these currently.
Well, we can only hope that it does not get out of hand, and that so many people are. So many people are concerned about, we're presented with this, what I think is a false binary of do we save the economy or do we save lives, and you know, and this is a gradual process of opening up. So you know, I guess it's we should be it's a step forward, as you said.
Yeah, it is a step forward. I mean, there's no playbook. I don't think any country has specifically gotten everything right. Nobody. This is unprecedented times. So I think it's important for us to stay positive, to communicate, to look at compassion with the people in which we're dealing business with our partners, everything. We need to stronger together. There's no better motto for this time.
Yeah, I think that's the key point here is that we don't no government. This is new. Nobody's dealt with a pandemic, you know. Well, okay, at least not for 100 years, which is beyond like 3-4 generations ago. So this is new, and we're all, you know, this doesn't sound right, but we're making it up as we're going along. That's basically it. Although one wants to believe that there's some thinking going behind it, and I know of the serious discussions with economists and scientists and legal people. So yeah, it's a step forward. But I want, before I let you go, do you have any further thoughts about this that you want to share with us?
It's specifically regarding the movement, the right to move, and under the level 4 restrictions. This particular regulation is actually quite straightforward. It does tell you exactly what you need to have in your possession with when you're moving. You must have your lease agreement. You must have proof of a purchase of a residence if you're moving, if you just purchased a property. And transfer documents attesting to that. If there is an issue of domestic violence, you must have a domestic violence order showing that you're allowed to. Or if you're changing businesses, the same. You need to have proof of your change of occupation or business premises. You have to have that proof and the permit. So just make sure that they set it out in the regulation number 3. Have a look at it. It's on the government website, and it tells you exactly what you need to do, as well as attaching a copy of the type of permit that you need.
Ms. Watson, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
So, thanks. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.